someone's telling me they want us to do something, we hear it enough, we'll implement it.
This is Steve Sherlock with another Franklin Matters radio show. This session of the radio show shows my conversation with Jen Garcia of Elizabeth Bagels. We had a conversation via conference bridge to adhere to the social distancing requirements of this pandemic period. We talk about, for those who weren't aware, a quick background on Elizabeth Bagels and their 24-year reign here in Franklin. Adjustments made and being made still as they need to adjust to this COVID-19 pandemic and continue business. And as a small business, we did also discuss some issues with third-party delivery companies and get her viewpoints on that. Links to the Elizabeth Bagels webpage are included in the show notes. The recording runs about 18 minutes, so let's listen to my conversation with Jen. All right, Steve Sherlock here for Franklin Matters, Franklin Public Radio, WFPR.FM, anywhere on the internet, and those in the Franklin area dialed on the old-fashioned radio dial, 102.9. Today, session, we've got Jen Garcia with Elizabeth Bagels. Jen, welcome.
Thank you for having me.
It is a pleasure. I wish I could be there so that we could do this at a table, but
over
in different
coffee.
Circumstances.
Yes.
So for those who may not know Elizabeth Bagels and where you are along 140 on the West Central side, give us the short story. Give us a little bit about your background in the business.
Sure. So Elizabeth Bagels has been in Franklin since 1994. A lot of people don't realize how long. Started by Elizabeth and Bob, husband and wife team. And then about 10 years in, they decided, you know, they were ready to retire. We took over in 2004. So we've been there currently for 17 years, and we are also a husband and wife team. And
congratulations.
Family members here too. Thank you. It's been great, and we haven't changed much. Still an old-fashioned recipe, still a 8 to 10 hour process to make bagels 7 days a week, but you know, besides that, we're the same company we were in 1994.
And from what I understand, the bagel making starts early in
yes.
the morning.
1 a.m. Yes. And then they're fresh. So when they're done making them, the next thing they do is make the dough for the next day.
Cycle continues.
Yep, cycle continues. And that's why we can't just make more when we go low on a flavor, too, is if we can't start the oven, we can't make a batch of dough that needs to proof for hours to get ready. So we try to predict as well as we can. That's gotten a little harder with COVID, but, you know, we're trying.
Yeah, so anybody, while thinking through and having seen some of the social posts, if anybody wants a large quantity, plan in advance, let them know. Give them an order beforehand.
Please. Yes. Sometimes people are surprised to come in at like noon and can't get a couple dozen, and we've seen 95% of our day. And the goal of the day, to say in a nice way, is to run out of bagels. That's how we keep our costs down. We want to run out at the end of the day and start fresh for the next day.
And certainly in COVID, while I can't walk in the door as easily as we used to pre-pandemic, you're still doing business. So you've made some adjustments along the way.
Yeah, we've made some adjustments that we weren't sure would be positive or negative. And people love it. We you know, first we had to take out the tables. Tables that have been here for 25 years. And we started doing curbside, coming right out to the cars. We've been doing online ordering, which we were kind of behind in that technology and forced us to move forward, but I think it's been going great. We're still doing it on our own. So there's some bumps you learn about online and about curbside, mm-hmm. and you fix them. The feedback from the customers has been wonderful. Sometimes things we don't think of, and they bring it up, which is great. And the latest thing was the new contactless pickup. We put in a shelf. You can come in, pick it up, walk out, and it's already paid for. And customers are really loving that part, too. Is, you know, not having to wait outside in the cold is definitely a benefit right now.
Especially in New England, because it can get really cold.
Right. Or it'll be warm, and you'll never
right.
know what to
yeah.
dress, how to dress. So,
yeah.
Yep.
Because when you were bringing it out, clearly in the summer days when you're 60, 70, you're still coming in and out of AC.
Yes.
And now we're in the winter. When you open that door, all that frozen air is coming inside.
Yeah, and I can feel, I feel bad because especially with the new mandate with the 25% capacity, we can only have six customers in at a time. So we've always had the sign about six, but, you know, it was more about staying 6 feet apart.
Right.
But now it, we have to stay at six. And I feel bad because it's the winter time and
yeah,
people are standing outside. And I'm not a fan of the cold, so I get it. So I'll open that door and say, I'm sorry, guys, we're trying to get you in as soon as possible. So I commend anyone who's willing to stand in the cold nowadays in New England to shop at Elizabeth. So thank you for that.
Thank you. And oh, by the way, a gentle encouragement to try to either call or use the app to pre-order.
Yes, because that actually gives us an idea of what to make for the day. We don't know. And the funny thing about COVID is, a Monday could just randomly be as busy as a Saturday. So before we could predict, we knew the peak times when teachers went in, kids went to school.
School schedules, et cetera.
Lunch schedule.
Yeah.
People working from home, they might now eat lunch at 1:30 or 10 and coming in at all times. It's a little bit harder to predict. So we do really hope, we hate to say no to anyone. So if people are calling the day before and letting us know, then we're like, okay, someone needs 4 dozen for tomorrow and we'll make, and the baker will make them for you. So yeah, but we're trying, but a lot of it is really unpredictable. That's number one struggle I have had with COVID is for no reason, we could be sold out at 9 because we were so busy on a Monday and then be so slow on a Saturday. No clue.
The crystal ball is more like an eight ball. It's just depending upon what your role.
A COVID eight ball needs to be invented. Yes. Yes.
Yes, indeed. And then otherwise, in terms of business, you've also had the, I guess we'd call it kind of an influx or a rise in third party delivery services.
Yeah, I mean, we are asked often about why we don't do it or if we would do it. And it's, you know, it's hard. Our food is, we're fast food. And we want it to be fresh when you get it. And especially something like a bagel toasted with cream cheese would be kind of messy if you didn't eat it right away. And, or an iced coffee where the ice is all melted. As soon as it's out of our hand, maybe that's the control freak in me, but as soon as it is out of our hands with a third party, I want to make sure you get it in a timely manner, and I can't control that at that point. And I can't keep an eye on it. I like that I can see when it's on the shelf online. I can see when it's still warm on the toaster, or your cream cheese is kept cold in the fridge until you get there to pick it up. Mm-hmm. So I kind of like still being in control in that sense. But that's also why we brought curbside in. If you can't get out of your car or don't feel safe, we'll bring it right to you. It can be prepaid, so we can just hand it to you and run away. Very short contact. And that means also less people have been in contact with your meal.
Correct.
Not instead of, you know, and then the third party, there's another person who has come in contact. So we're trying to keep it strictly careful and quality wise and COVID wise.
Yeah. And I think given the nature of your business and the quality controls that you put around it, clearly while you're, you know, fast food, you're fast food with a difference to the extent that, you know, there's some varieties of between the bagels and the cream cheese mixes. You can't get exactly what you offer elsewhere.
Right. And I guess what I mean by fast food is we understand people calling in an order for Chinese or pizza or whatnot. The thing that takes to make something an average is 3 to 5 minutes. The only food item that would maybe take more in the building is a pizza bagel, which would take 10 to 15. So I mean it like, you know, the time you get to the counter and order shouldn't be much longer based on the people in front of you or, you know, online orders. But otherwise, it's not taking a long time to prepare. We're preparing it fresh. We're making eggs fresh and stuff, but we're ready to make it. And that way it's still hot and ready for you in just a few minutes.
a good thing, because I know when, in at least in the pre-COVID days, and embarrassingly, being during COVID, I haven't visited that frequently. But pre-COVID days, it was a regular stop on a weekend. We'd go to your place and then go to the sculpture park. My wife and I would just
eat right outside
and then continue our walk home.
I remember.
Yeah.
And another thing is, we were a certain way for 25 years. And when people come back and some visit us, six, 8 months into COVID and goes, I just assumed you were going to be packed with a bunch of people. And I wasn't sure how safe it would be in here. Cause mm-hmm. I know for, so many years on a Saturday, we've such a small little standing room or front room area. And they're really surprised to see that we've implemented those, the 6 feet apart, 25% mm-hmm. capacity. And you can actually feel comfortable coming in and being not so crowded at all. And, right. and they're surprised to see that. But we like that too, because we can see customers are feel okay with coming in if they want to.
Yeah, that's an important piece. Chloe, we need to get through this and we're in it together.
We will. Exactly.
Yep. And maybe with the vaccines here, the light's coming at the end of the tunnel somewhere.
I can see it. The finish line's ahead.
Yes, indeed.
And we're still we've been very fortunate during this period of time because we're still a cheap treat for someone. Your day might not be going great because you don't get to see your friends, but you got to get a nice coffee or a bagel and, spend under $10. And it's still a nice treat. And that's why we are still doing okay. And we're glad to be here. I think that Milky Way iced coffee means more now to a customer as a nice little pick-me-up for the day when everything else is kind of a struggle.
Yeah, we need to find those silver linings.
Yes, exactly. Like, okay. And it's a cheap meal for a family still, too. And that's why we're happy to continue to we feel like we're helping as people can buy a half dozen and some cream cheese. And it's a nice snack in between virtual school. And it's not expensive. So we'll continue to be here.
Yes. And generally, for your hours, I think you officially close at 3, but if you sell earlier, you close earlier.
Yep. So we did change the hours to 2, but that the 3 was when the kids are in school. We would always get the high school kids after school wanting that late afternoon snack.
Yep.
And with the schools, them not really being in school, we changed it to 2, but we still see everyone when we need to see them and when they want to come in.
Right.
So
yep.
That might change after COVID too. We might extend our hours again.
And you'll happily adjust.
Mm-hmm. Yep.
Because you're selling bagels and all kinds of other things to go with them.
Yep. And pretty much we need the feedback from the public. If someone's telling me they want us to do something, we hear it enough, we'll implement it.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, the mark of a good business, listening to the customers and satisfying the customers.
Right. Yes.
Excellent. Well, for those listening in the show notes, we'll also include the link, if you haven't already found, the link to Elizabeth's Bagels, the info on how to order, all that kind of good stuff. I still think you do phone orders as well, right?
We'll do phone orders for pre-orders. So if you, again, those large amounts of bagels.
The big ones.
Or, maybe if you need something for a peak time, it could be as small as a breakfast sandwich. So you call that a day ahead. You don't have to wait an hour. You can pick it up off the shelf. That we've seen in COVID is, hard to get some supplies. So
the supply chains have been disrupted across many platforms. Yes. Yeah.
And it could be the randomest thing, like kosher salt. Don't ask me why. So we went months without our salt bagel and people thought we discontinued it. And then one day it was the pumpernickel half sour. We're just trying to go with the flow and tell people, because we don't want people to think we're just taking things away from them.
Mm-hmm.
You might have gone to your favorite restaurant and they took something off the menu completely. It's just a trickle effect. It's the distributors having trouble getting things, and then us, having, but we're trying to let people know, it's, trust me, we miss the mm-hmm. salt bagel too.
Yes.
We feel your pain. We're trying our hardest. So, and people understand when you're just kind of frank with them and tell them, they feel better than the mystery of why, what happened.
Yeah. Transparency, that proactive approach certainly yes. is, as opposed to just crickets. And then people, mm, unfortunately, exactly. will fill in the gap with everything else.
Absolutely.
And
you
don't right. want that.
Yep. You are yeah. correct.
So I assume you haven't had issues with yeast, because if I recall at the beginning, yeast was one thing that was hard to get.
Yeast and flour, actually.
Yes.
And we go through hundreds of pounds of flour.
I'm sure you do.
So we, in that case, shocking. And that's why I say it's odd. The things that you would have thought we would have had trouble getting, we didn't. There was a couple times where things like gloves, things that people maybe never would have bought, cases and cases of glove, we can't operate without
them.
Gloves.
If sure.
you think about, and it's, and people may not realize it. There was a weekend a couple months ago where the medical industry gets those types of things first.
Mm-hmm.
So a vendor called on a Thursday and said, I don't think I can get you gloves by Friday. And it was like, then we can't open. It's just,
oops.
Yes. But he rushed them to us and we got them. But it's little things like that just kind of make every day not boring.
Right. Plenty to happen.
Yes.
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 That's good. Well, I'm glad business is good, relatively speaking, during these
yes.
challenging times.
Yes. And, and again, you thank God for customers still supporting us, still coming in. And I think we mentioned like the PPP loan that helped cover a lot of losses we had, and we were able to keep our staff. We have some staff that has been with us for 24 years and we're all very familiar with each other and like a family. We even have a lot of family members who work here.
Sure.
And we were able to keep people with their set hours so they can pay their bills, pay their rent.
Right.
It was helpful, really helpful.
Yeah, it's a major domino effect.
Take what we will get at this point and not complain.
And PPP, I think, was the Payroll Protection Program, if I remember.
Yes, it was. Yep, and they're doing a second one coming up. So any small businesses that have any questions, we went through the application process with the first one. We went through the forgiveness application process, which is a whole second thing.
Mm-hmm.
And businesses out there that might have questions about it, send me a message. It's not as difficult as it looks. And it really can help a lot of businesses out there that are struggling.
Absolutely. Well, thank you for taking your time. I'm assuming you might have some other things to go to, whether it's making bagels or ensuring the orders of things are coming, et cetera. But for the listeners, we appreciate your time and appreciate your effort in making our orders and making their orders and the quality service and the quality delivery that you've done in this COVID time.
Yep, I appreciate that. And everyone who's, still a regular customer, and anyone out there who's choosing small business over a chain, you're really making a difference in a lot of people's lives.
We are now producing this in collaboration with Franklin TV and Franklin Public Radio. This podcast is my public service effort for Franklin, but we can't do it alone. We can always use your help. How can you help? If you can use the information that you find here, please tell your friends and neighbors. If you don't like something here, please let me know. Through this feedback loop, we can continue to make improvements. And I thank you for listening. For additional information, please visit franklinmatters.org. If you have questions or comments, you can reach me directly at suresteve@gmail.com. The music for the intro and exit was provided by Michael Clark and the group East of Shirley. The piece is titled Ernesto Mañana, copyright Michael Clark and Tin Type Tunes in 2008. And used with their permission. I hope you enjoy. And by the way, you can also subscribe and listen to Franklin Matters Radio on iTunes or your favorite podcast app. Search in podcasts for Franklin Matters.